This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some new affiliates, KGUM Guam. So excited that K57 is joining us. We really, really love you guys. We really, really appreciate it. So thank you. We're taking everybody's calls, questions, comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember last week I warned you guys that those people getting exemptions are thinking that they're going to be okay and in the clear. But as this evolves and gets more and more strict, exemptions are going to be probably looked at. Exemptions might not hold. And in fact, the government might work to make exemptions less easy. And I hate to see this evolution of things that, sadly, when you watch a history book, you're going to see we're not going to mandate, we're not going to, go after your rights, we're not going to violate the Constitution, we're going to do everything by the book, this is your choice, to all of a sudden now, we're hearing from Dr. Vivek Murthy, U.S. Surgeon General, that, yeah, the government's going to monitor and make sure there's no abuse of the exemption status. And you got to realize, this is kind of hard for me as a doctor who is pro-vaccine, and I support the vaccine. I think the COVID vaccine works, but I do not support the mandates. And, you know, I have to be very careful here because I don't want people thinking that I, you know, am pushing the vaccine mandates or I'm anti-vaxxer. I think the vaccine works. I just don't think we need to be going down this path. I think going down this path is dangerous. And, well, here's why. So as now Biden, with his war cry and his war on the unvaccinated last week, said he wants all employers with 100-plus employees or more to mandate vaccines or do weekly testing, or obviously the person's fired. There is a huge rush of people trying to figure out how to get exemptions. Mind you, this is something I'm kind of looking into. I'm almost wondering if a lot of the vaccinated numbers aren't necessarily true as well, because there has been a flood of underground vaccine cards, people lying to their doctor about being vaccinated. And so before, proof was very easily able to be put into a computer. Remember, somebody was giving the vaccine on a street when people were stuck in traffic? I mean, you know, it was done so haphazard that I don't know if a lot of people, you know, are going to be able to supply the proof. That's going to be a different topic for a different day. But when I spoke to you guys about religious exemptions, when I spoke to you about medical exemptions, and I said they might be a little harder to get because the government might, in a way, figuratively go after those giving the exemptions. And so when we were told today that U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy said that the Biden administration is going to monitor to ensure no one abuses COVID-19 vaccine exemptions, what does that mean? Well, how do you monitor? Now, one thing I had suggested a week ago that they might do is get all the religious heads, right, into a conference and have the cap diocese, the rabbis, sheikhs, right, give their opinion on it within that religion where they stand on vaccines. A lot of religions are pro-vaccine. Some religions aren't. And so many people interpret their religion a different way, which is allowed. When you read the Bible, I get from the Bible something way different than my husband does. Now, I might take it literal, he might take it figuratively. So, you know, no two people ideally worship the exact same way. It's a relationship with God, you know, somebody, let's say, with a relationship with Mother Nature, that's their religion. And so the U.S. Constitution is supposed to protect any of those religions, any and all. So if the government is going to monitor for abuse, what is there going to be their definition of religious exemption abuse? Same thing with medical exemption abuse. The CDC is pretty vividly, they're pretty kind of, I should say, adamant about there's hardly any medical conditions that would prevent you from getting a vaccine. If you're not allergic to it, if you haven't really had a Guillain-Barré or reaction to a particular component or some horrible event that happened with the actual COVID vaccine, you could get it. So when you have many people out there saying, I'm going to say hold off, you know, I don't trust what your immune system would do. I don't know if, you know, you're going to be the one in a million who might get a clot or ITP or TTP. Is the government going to say, nope, if the CDC doesn't allow it, then we won't. So doctors have to realize that if they are going to try to have some, what's the word for it, flexibility with the patient, they might be under the ire or the eye of Mordor from the government when they decide to look at exemptions. Because as these, now all these employers are now deputized to mandate the vaccine, so it doesn't look like the big bad government, now it looks like your big bad employer. They're going to have to show proof as to why 10%, 20% of them didn't get the vaccine. And that's going to have a doctor's license number. That's going to have the pastor on it. I don't know how, honestly, with the millions and millions of people out there, how they're going to double check. Like I said, there's people out there with fake vaccine cards. So they might be showing the vaccine card. How do we know if they're really vaccinated or not? So I don't really see how the government is going to be able to take this on, which is why, again, they're trying to branch out and have your employer manage your 100 employees. But like we're going to talk about, in Lewis County General Hospital, some of the employees said, to heck with it, I quit. So they can't deliver babies because they don't have enough staff. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Brian asks, what about unemployment benefits? Will unemployment benefits be cut if you decide to quit your job for the mandate? But we spoke about that last week. We brought that up, and keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The government's going to be kind of split on that one. And the reason why is currently you could still get your benefits. Even though the additional unemployment benefits, I think, got canceled, I believe many states are still allowing people to go over the weeks that, you know, I think are like 6 months to a year of unemployment benefits. So I think many states are still allowing the benefits to continue for those who are unemployed, as well as possibly even subsidize some of the additional money. I think a lot of states are going to stop that soon as well, just because you know, our labor crisis is beyond ridiculous. Every place I go now, it's line after line and wait, and you just don't see enough staff. You have a huge demand in these restaurants and stores, but grocery stores, fast food, restaurants, retail, I can't see staff. There's not a lot of staff. So that's obviously a problem. But as Vivek Murphy and other top officials are saying, look, we're going to watch for exemptions. We're going to, you know, we're going to monitor the situation. This vaccine mandate, everybody is supporting Biden on. The next question is, all right, well, if you don't want to get the vaccine, what happens when you quit? Now, the reason why the Supreme Court has not, I guess, weighed in on this is because there was an old ruling when it came to the smallpox vaccine. I think this was back in 1906, where the government could fine you if you don't get the vaccine. The reason why is in issues of public health, the government has those liberties. Even though the counter argument would be vaccinated people spread the virus also when it comes to COVID. But for some reason, it's not being entertained in the courts. But the reason why thus far judges have thrown out these cases is because they've said, look, nobody's tying you down to a chair, which is why they don't like it when people use the Nazi analogies. They say because nobody is tying you to a chair, you could just quit the job. But as I predicted and we spoke about months ago, what happens if every job is on board? And so you leave one hospital, you can't go to another hospital. Where do you go? You leave one, you know, industry institution, where do you go? Academia. Academia is all following suit. Everybody's following suit with the vaccines. And I know some of you are like, what's the big deal? Does everybody vaccinate? Listen, I think the vaccine helps. I agree it would be easier to vaccinate, but I also understand the other side of where are you guys going with this, which is why I am against the mandate. So, Lewis County General Hospital in Lowville, New York, is going to temporarily stop delivering babies because maternity ward employees quit rather than being forced to get the vaccine or the testing. Now, we're only talking about six employees, but it shows you how crucial those six employees are. Six employees in the unit resigned over the vaccine mandate. Another seven are undecided about getting the shot. This is according to County Health System CEO Gerald Kerr. He said, according to WWNY, if we could pause the service and now focus on recruiting nurses who are vaccinated, we will be able to reengage in delivering babies here in Lewis County. Kerr said 27% of the hospital workers, 165 employees, have not gotten the shot. Now, the state has ordered all healthcare workers in New York to get their first shot by September 27th or face termination. After the August announcement by former Governor Andrew Cuomo, 30 hospital workers resigned. So we are in one of these kind of positions now where it's still a minority. And minority political inclinations, they always seem to get kind of trampled on, and they just, you know, it's always majority rules. But many in this minority are saying, hold the line, hold the line, hold the line. And losing staff is not something any business wants to do, which is why Biden made this announcement. He knew that employers weren't going to mandate. He knew it. And he knew employers were like, look, you know, let our employees have their choice. The last thing we need is people quitting right now. We have a public health crisis. We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough providers. Look at the respiratory therapist that called us from Idaho last week. We don't have enough of these people who are trained. And when you say, well, you know, they shouldn't be in the hospital because they could carry the virus. Vaccinated individuals can carry the virus too. That's why the mask mandate came back. Because they said, look, vaccinated individuals are spreading it as well. So when you tell somebody, look, you're going to do the weekly testing, you're going to get the vaccine or quit, and we already have a very difficult time asking people to come to work, we're already having a labor shortage, this is going to be a pretty big cluster. Now, one thing I do also anticipate is I think some businesses that are at the 105 mark, I think, or 110 mark or 120 mark, we might see some massive firing. I think a lot of people are not going to want to be in this 100-person rule. But who's to say, what if next week they go, all right, anybody with 50 employees? All right, anybody with 20? I mean, at some point, the rules keep changing. And when somebody goes, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, somebody with 100 employees, they have plenty of employees, well, we'll think about it. You know, I'm in the salon business. And I know some people that have 10 stores. So if they have 10 stores and they have 10 employees, it's a lot of employees. That's 100. But if each store starts to become understaffed because you fire them, that store can't run. So it's not like there's 100 people in one roof and you could just shift somebody over. You know, people that have employees across two different states, it's not that easy. And then what are we trying to do for public health? So 6 employees resigning over the mandate was enough to cause a hospital to temporarily stop delivering babies. I know it's a big headline, and I know the media is sensationalizing it, but I want to pull out another point to this. 6 employees saying, I'm out of here, it's not going to happen, puts that community at risk, not so much for COVID, but a hospital not being able to do what they need to do. Now, mind you, we have the flip side. We're going to be talking about one gentleman died of a heart attack because all the ICUs were full of people with COVID. So we have the other issue. But when your healthcare workers feel like they're put up against a wall, they've been busting their butts, they're starting to near retirement, they're going to retire. Do you know how many doctors left this last year with COVID? I license in multiple states, and in Nevada especially, people are calling saying the doctor quit, the doctor retired, the doctor retired, the doctor retired. And I'm looking at these guys going, dude, you're 50. Really? Retiring? Really? But, I mean, I closed my practice. I closed my practice after Obamacare. I just couldn't, you know, you could only do so much. You could only mortgage against your house. You could only, you know, pull out of your savings. In fact, I wanted to post this on Facebook. My husband didn't want to. About 2000, I think it was 14 in the recession, we had zero money in our bank account. Zero money. Because I had to pull out of my savings to pay staff. Because no money was coming in because everybody had high deductibles and people weren't paying. You know, you could only do so much. So a lot of employers out there are saying, I'm out of here. And a lot of physicians are saying, I'm out of here. So those who are like, look, you know what? I'm not planning to fly. I'm not planning to work. I don't want the vaccine. I'm going to ride this out. That's the other thing. Maybe some people are just temporarily leaving the workforce. But riding this out. I mean, I don't see the riding out happen anytime soon. I think this is going to be prolonged. And even if COVID goes away temporarily, everybody's going to double down on their rules, say, no, you have to show you're vaccinated or we don't hire you. I mean, meanwhile, there's different COVID. There's, you know, do you also have to show you have the booster? Do you also have to show that you have the flu shot? So we'll see what happens with other hospitals, but this was one that made the news. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a closer look today at the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify on the topic before the Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee. This as former Secretary of Defense and Director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, says we need to keep our eye on the Taliban.
It's clear to me that they're going to continue to support al-Qaeda and allow al-Qaeda to basically continue to develop and expand. And I think they will plan additional attacks on our country as well as elsewhere.
That audio courtesy of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. President Biden begins his three-state tour in the West today. He'll start with Idaho, where 22 of the nation's 80 largest fires are burning. Then he'll head to California for two stops. USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now back up to the price it was 2 weeks ago. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48, and the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
Cryptocurrency will be an accepted form of payment at Walmart. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon saying the company will use Litecoin as it rolls out the program. McMillon adding online shopping will become easier with this move to utilize digital currency. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Tropical Storm Nicholas is nearing Texas, and it is supposedly a major rainfall flood threat for Texas and Louisiana, who are still trying to get over Ida. According to weather.com, Tropical Storm Nicholas will be a major rainfall flood threat to parts of Texas and the Louisiana coast and will also bring strong wind gusts and storm surge. Now, Nicholas currently is centered over 100 miles south of Port O'Connor, Texas. It's expected to make landfall along the middle Texas coast as soon as Monday night. They say bands of rain containing gusty winds are spreading into Texas and Louisiana coast right now. Tropical storm force wind gusts have been clocked this morning. Along the middle Texas coast, including Corpus Christi, flooding has already closed some areas. We don't believe it's going to hit as far east as New Orleans, but might hit Lake Charles. Tropical storm warnings have been issued along the coast of Texas from the mouth of the Rio Grande River to Sabine Pass. as well as some inland counties near the Texas coast, including the Houston metro area. Hence, tropical storm force winds are expected to spread northward. They said a hurricane watch is also in effect for a part of the middle Texas coast from Port Arkansas to San Luis Pass, and hurricane conditions could occur in this area by the afternoon and evening. So, Nicholas is, I don't believe, going to be hurricane. They think it could become a category hurricane one just prior to moving inland. That's why there's a current hurricane watch, but hopefully not. You know, sadly, this is kind of the peak hurricane season. It always just seems to be the same. It just always seems to be every year. You know, there's something bad happens in the summer, and then all of a sudden we have, you know, then we have hurricane season. And then we start having, I don't know, bad things that happen at the schools. And it just seems to be the same. You know, I look back at the news we spoke about last year, and we look back at, you know, the top stories, and it's always the same. It's always seeming to be the same pattern. And I don't want anything added to that pattern. I think we have enough, sadly, we have enough crap we're dealing with right now. But it's just one of those times where, you know, we just don't have enough, you know, we need more good news. Drama is still continuing in from the political arena as we have the California governor recall election tomorrow. So Governor Newsom is facing a recall. Many people have been ticked off about his draconian measures when it comes to the lockdowns, when it comes to do as I say, not as I do. You know, I get to go and, you know, eat at a restaurant, a French restaurant with people without a mask, but you have to stay closed. Salons staying closed because I think he had said May in 2020 that salons were a reason for COVID. I don't know. So people have been pretty fed up with some of his politics and, you know, some of his back and forth. Usually to win a recall election, being a non-incumbent, and challenging it is difficult. But it was done. It was done by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, again, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but Larry Elder seems to be probably giving Newsom the biggest run for his money. Yet, according to the Desert Sun, it looks like a pair of new polls favor California Governor Gavin Newsom to survive the attempt to recall him. The latest numbers suggest that the race may not be a nail biter. 57.8% of respondents said they would vote to keep Newsom in office. 41% said they would support the recall, including a Suffolk University poll. They say a majority of the 500 respondents also said that Newsom has been doing good work. 51.2% approved of his job as governor, compared to 38% who disapproved, and 10.8% who were undecided. So when how it works is there's two questions. One is, should Gavin Newsom be removed, recalled, or not? If you say yes, you go to question two and you choose somebody to replace him. If you say no, it ends there. Apparently some of the envelopes have holes in it so people from the outside could see what was the, you know, what did you vote for that? Because it's obviously only two little bubbles. So if the bubble's empty, they know what you voted. If the bubble isn't, then, so I really hope we're not going to see a bunch of BS with the mail-in ballots. But when people ask, why would Governor Newsom stay? Is because a lot of people like the lockdowns. This was the problem we noticed last year. And I had said, look, for those of you who got to work from home and got to get a paycheck and did very well and actually benefited from the COVID pandemic, you need to sit this one out when we're trying to help people who are being forced to not work and have their businesses open. Most of the people pretty ticked off at Gavin Newsom are the ones that couldn't reopen their business. But if you were an employee of that business and you got additional benefits, if you had a job that allowed you to work from home and you did really well, you might not want to complain. I'm not saying I'm not advising that, but some of these people might feel they shouldn't complain. They're like, look, this worked out great for me. Lockdowns help. I can't tell you how many times I would overhear conversations where people said, well, luckily COVID happened, and then I didn't have to do X, Y, and Z, or this changed. Luckily COVID happened. can't believe that statement, and we're going to be talking about that, but sadly, you hear people say that. And mind you, I am a huge advocate of when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. If there was something bad, what was the good that came out of it? We got to find good, a silver lining. You just have to. It's you know, there. And it just helps you go on. It helps you feel like there was some sort of a master plan. I don't know. And sometimes you just can't explain. Sometimes bad things happen and there is no good that comes of it. But an example of somebody doing that sort of thinking is the Titanic. You know, the Titanic sinking, that was horrible. But any good that came out of it surrounds, well, now there's a lot more stricter safety measures. All boats have to do drills on how to, you know, leave the boat. And there has to be plenty of lifeboats for the number of passengers. And, you know, there's supposed to be all these plans in place. Safety measures. So, you know, we're supposed to improve on bad catastrophes, shall we say. And so if he said, look, you know, what I did is I turned around and I got closer with my family, or I, you know, got into my health, or I spent more time with the kids. You know, some people will say, look, COVID did that. Okay, I get it. But when people in California, and I've spoken to people in California, said, come on, you know, for the cause, you have to close down your business, boo-hoo, there was PPP money. When I hear people say that, you know, my next question is, did you get to work from home? Did you get to have benefits? Yeah, I was fine. You know, so you being fine might not make you think that any change needs to happen because you did fine. Yeah, like, yeah, look, I got the vaccine. I'm very glad Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca worked their butts to make a vaccine. I am benefiting from the vaccine. But I will also still, you know, with my voice, say if I think something's wrong. I think a mandate's wrong. So for those people who think it's going to be a shoo-in because Newsom, in essence, a lot of people feel screwed over tons of people, there's not enough because so many people still were able to do well, and the lockdowns helped them. You know, it got them out of, I mean, anywhere from, you know, now I know my husband's not going to work and cheating on me, or now I don't have to drop off my kid at school and worry about a school shooting. Now I get to hang out with the kids. Now I get to make more money. Now I get to finally work from home, and I don't have to go back. I don't have to go to the doctor. I don't have to do certain things. I could get out of seeing a family member. I don't have to now travel to the in-laws. I mean, a lot of people were able to take advantage, and I even said this last year, that you have some people that are hoping the lockdown continues. You got the people rooting for the other side. So do I think Newsom's going to be recalled tomorrow? There's a good chance no. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So West Nile is another illness. All we do is talk about COVID these days, doesn't it seem like? And it's very frustrating because, you know, isn't there tuberculosis? Isn't there pneumonia? Doesn't somebody get constipated? Aren't there other medical issues? But no, it just seems to be all about COVID. But we do have other issues. Multiple states are warning the West Nile virus risk because we are in peak period for West Nile. Why would we be in peak period? Because this is peak mosquito season. When you have flooding, when you have water and puddles and little kiddie pools outside, that's when the mosquitoes like to have their parties. So according to Fox News, At least 8 state health departments have cautioned residents over the West Nile virus risk in the last week amid a seasonal peak in cases reported in humans and animals. State health officials from Connecticut, Idaho, Massachusetts, Utah, North Dakota, Louisiana, Delaware, and New Hampshire released private guidance on West Nile virus, the leading cause of mosquito-borne disease in the U.S. The leading cause in the U.S. Now, mind you, there's malaria globally, dengue, yellow fever, but Zika, but right now, it's West Nile that leads. The virus is often spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Remember I told you guys the suck-blow mechanism. The mosquitoes have to blow in a little anesthetic so you don't know the mosquito's there. Then the mosquito will feed on you, and you don't even realize it until the mosquito leaves, the anesthetic wears off, and you're like, this is itchy. When it feeds, it sucks up blood. Then it goes to its next food source, has to blow in the anesthetic. But if it has infected blood or pathogens, it could infect you. So that's why we also want to make sure you get tetanus, too. They're just, these things are dirty little suckers. So Connecticut, Idaho, Massachusetts, Utah, North Dakota, Louisiana, Delaware, New Hampshire have released preventative guidance on the virus. It is spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Typically, cases we see summer through the fall. We don't really have medications or vaccines for West Nile virus. And so Dr. Philip Armstrong, a medical entomologist at the Connecticut Agriculture Experiment Station, reported a last season surge of infected mosquitoes, noting that the risk of attracting West Nile will continue until October when mosquito activity ends. I mean, I think there's mosquitoes year-round, but they really like the warmer, moister temperatures. They don't like super hot. They don't like super cold. It has to be just right. Apparently a third resident, age 50 to 59 years old of Hartford, Connecticut, got infected with the virus, is recovering after experiencing encephalitis. Some of the cases could be mild, some of the cases could be more severe. Idaho detected a West Nile virus activity in new areas this season. As of September 1, they had 6 human infections, all involving severe neurologic disease, including one death. Last year, there was only one reported human infection in the same time frame. Now, when people go, well, gosh, only 6 cases, but many people that get West Nile don't realize they have it. You know how you feel crummy after you know, and you notice, oh, maybe it's because of all the mosquito bites. Who knows if that feeling crummy was a mild West Nile. So right now, the conditions are right for there being, you know, the activity. They eat, they party, they do lovey-dovey, and whatever mosquitoes do. Massachusetts announced their first animal case, 4 human cases earlier this month. The state also raised the West Nile virus risk level from moderate to high in 27 communities where rainfall weather conditions were suitable. So to recap, it was a virus originally discovered in the 1930s in the West Nile district of Uganda. And we believe it came to the United States as late as the 1990s. Yeah, you'd think something like this would have been around longer. But again, it wasn't identified, and then we were able to test for it. So it's the family of Flaviviridae. It is vector transmitted, so you need a tick or a mosquito that will land on an infected mammal as a host and then transmit it. West Nile is in the same family as Zika, yellow fever, dengue fever, Japanese encephalitis. And the type of mosquito, as opposed to the Aedes aegypti, I think is the Culex genus and species. They feed from evening to morning, more active during that time. So birds carry the West Nile virus. Mosquitoes might land on an infected bird, and then they might go and transmit it to a human or another animal. 80% of us don't even know we have it. We don't feel any symptoms. If you do have mild West Nile could be a fever, body ache, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, joint pain, weakness, and a rash. And a rash is, I think it's a more flat red rash. I have to double check that. But a more severe form of West Nile, you can get a headache because you get these neuroinvasive symptoms where it starts to affect the spinal cord, the meninges. It could affect the brain, so you could get neck pain, stiff neck, the headache, the photophobia, sensitivity to light, high fever, tremors, weakness, paralysis, confusion. You could be disoriented. You could get seizures. You could go into a coma. And sadly, you could die. So we don't like to mess around with West Nile. So we want to prevent you from getting bit by a mosquito. And these vector-borne illnesses are tough. You know, you thought it was tough trying to social distance from a human. Mosquitoes, you don't see them coming. So you got to clean up areas of standing water around the house. Many of us are dealing with monsoon, maybe aftermath of hurricane. I think we had some thunderstorms in my neck of the woods, and I'm in Nevada. Get rid of the kiddie pools. You know, try to clean up puddles, buckets. A lot of us have buckets, or we don't realize we have buckets. I think we have like a chlorine container where the chlorine got used up, but the bucket we could use because it's a big bucket. So it sits outside. Well, when it sits outside, it fills up with water when it rains, and nobody looks at it. And that's where mosquitoes go. Wear light, long-sleeve clothing. Pants should be tucked into your socks and shoes when outside. You could use DEET or insect repellent that could be sprayed onto clothes when planning to be outdoors. Be aware, many mosquitoes really like the dusk till dawn. But again, if it's cooler, they're hungry, you might have, you know, some of these people kind of coming home. I live in Vegas, so you have people finishing their night out at 1 in the afternoon, you know, so it's, yeah. And then if you are bit by a mosquito, you definitely want to contact your local medical provider if you have any of the above symptoms. Another big thing that I get is people calling in asking for an antibiotic. And they will get bit by a mosquito, and the mosquito will get really red and mean looking. And I've had mean looking. In fact, I think I have a spider bite right now on my ankle. And it does look mean. It looks ugly. But it's not, you know, it's flat. Right? It's not really painful. It was just a little itchy, so I'm just going to let it go, you know, clean it up. You do the best you can. But some of you react very dramatically to mosquito bites. And you swell, you get very, very red. Even though there is that possibility of you having gotten infected, that there were some bacteria on there, when I see somebody with multiple mosquito bites, with multiple big red boils or welts, and it happened within, you know, 12 hours of the mosquito bite, that's more of a reaction as opposed to an infection. We talked about that with vaccines. Some of you, the day after a vaccine, get red, you know, swollen. And you go, it's infected. Like, not entirely. That could be a vaccine reaction. So when your immune system decides to wall off any toxin or any sort of issue, you get that redness, you get that warmth, you get that circular sort of raised area. Now, I'm not saying you don't have an infection or that potential, but usually infections take about 48 hours, you know, for the bacteria to divide and then divide again. And so looking red like that and swollen within hours, you know, or one day might not necessarily be an infection. Still get it checked out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.